Welcome to VOA Smart Jazz for Smart FM, the spirit of Indonesia.
Halo semua listener, apa kabar? Senang sekali kita bisa bertemu kembali. Dan tentunya seperti biasa, saya harapkan keluarga, karir, dan kehidupan Anda sukses selalu. Dari VOA Washington, saya Ian Umar akan menemani Anda dalam VOA Smart Jazz. Anda bisa mendengarkan berbagai musik jazz favorit Anda, berita jazz terkini, dan info-info menarik mengenai penyanyi atau musisi jazz kesayangan Anda.
I grew up listening to not only rock and roll and jazz, but also Latin music. I hung out in Latin clubs.
What will you say when I ask you who would love you more than I? This could be right, and every cliche in a love song will be applying to us.
Itulah tadi cuplikan-cuplikan acara yang bisa kita simak dalam VOA Smart Jazz. Smart Listener, vokalis yang akan mengawali acara kita malam ini adalah Sophie Millman. Ia adalah penerima Juno Award untuk kategori Vocal Jazz Album of the Year tahun 2008 untuk lagunya yang berjudul Make Someone Happy. Sophie berasal dari Rusia dan pada awalnya, tahun 1990, ia berimigrasi ke Kanada. Tapi semasa kecilnya, Sophie lebih banyak tinggal di Israel dan bersama orang tuanya, ia sering mendengar lagu-lagu berirama jazz. Keahliannya tidak hanya dalam olah vokal, tapi ia juga mendapatkan pendidikan formal dalam piano klasik. Bersama vokalis jazz wanita internasional antara lain Melody Gardot, Madeline Peru, Etta Jones, dan lainnya, Sophie Millman merilis album Woman of Jazz dengan produser Putumayo World of Music.
Little girls and little boys dream of a world full of toys. This time of the year when Christmas is near. Evergreens are snowy white. Sleigh bells ringing through the night. This time of the year when Christmas is near. And somewhere there are joy on his sleigh.
Smart Listener adalah tadi lagu berjudul Lonely in New York yang dibawakan oleh Sophie Millman. Lagu tersebut mengingatkan saya dengan kota New York yang tidak pernah terlelap. Salah satu kota terbesar di Amerika dan merupakan bagian dari sejarah perkembangan musik jazz dengan klub-klub jazz yang beraneka ragam di daerah Chelsea, Greenwich Village, Midtown, dan Upper East. Smart Listener, tidak jauh dari kota New York, kita beralih ke gitaris jazz Amerika Al Di Meola yang tinggal di kota New Jersey. Pemenang Best Jazz Guitarist versi majalah Guitar Player selama 4 kali berturut-turut itu terkenal dalam genre Latin dan Fusion Jazz. Dan Russ Davis dari VOA Jazz America sempat berbincang-bincang dengan Al Di Meola. Mari kita simak obrolannya.
Do you think that growing up in the Northeast had anything to do with helping you develop as a more knowledgeable player? I mean, you mentioned going down to the village when you're 14, 15 years old, spending summers down there in all the incredible clubs, some of the most famous on earth.
Tremendously. It was a great advantage to grow up in and around New York City. I was here as much as I could to absorb, you know, the music that was coming in and out of it. But also radio was real good in New York. I grew up listening to not only rock and roll and jazz, but also Latin music. I hung out in Latin clubs. I was the only white boy in there hanging out. So I absorbed a lot of that kind of Latin influence when I was a kid. And I'm real happy about that, because I know if I had grown up in Nebraska or, you know, or Wyoming or something, you'd forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's very little chance of developing. So, you know, I encourage kids that write to me to... they said, what can I do to make it in the business? How can I get somewhere? Well, I said, first of all, get out of Missouri. That's not to say that you couldn't develop there, but it's just there were a lot more influences here. And I had a real good teacher when I was 8 years old when I started playing guitar, who was a Barney Kessel and Tal Farlow freak.
Ah.
So, you know, I got some early training in jazz, even though my heart might not have been in it at the time. I got the training and the theory for that. So... I lucked out in a way.
Listener, itulah tadi penampilan dari gitaris Al Di Meola dalam lagu berjudul Strawberry Fields yang diambil dari album terbarunya berjudul Pursuit of Radical Rhapsody. Pemilihan melodi yang memisahkan antara akustik dan elektrik terdengar sangat jelas dalam album terbaru Al Di Meola. Dan baiklah Smart Listener, jangan kemana-mana, kita akan kembali setelah yang satu ini dengan berbagai musik jazz dan info menarik mengenai penampilan musisi jazz lainnya. Jadi tetaplah bersama VOA Smart Jazz.